And this is purely by removing, like I said, the mental, emotional, the stress, by doing some strategies to help them let go of some of those things from the past and rewiring their thinking and just giving them strategies to deal with the stress. It's amazing how much stress, physical, mental, emotional, psychological stress impacts the body. And then when you remove the stress, how the body comes back to balance. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I'll tell you a little bit about some of the people that I've worked with over the years and how they've been able to change how they treat their physical health as a result of the work that we've done. A combination of coaching, visualization, meditation, strategy, and letting go of some of that past mental and emotional baggage, that stress that was weighing them down. Now, I'll also say that this is not medical advice, and as always with anything, you consult a doctor or another healthcare practitioner as necessary. I do want to share some experiences and may just have you thinking a little bit differently. And this started for me not because my intention was to help people to treat or help people how they treat their different conditions, illnesses, injuries. But it came as a result of people just giving me feedback about what had happened. And it started when I was running for clients at a 9-month program, and once a month we'd get together face-to-face live workshops, and I had a awesome guy there who I'm still in contact with now, who used to record those video and audio recording of those events. And most of those sessions would include some sort of meditation or visualization process. And my cameraman, which is effectively what he was, he told me that he would record it and then some of those visualizations. Of course, he was listening to all the content, and he would try the visualizations out at home. And he said, what's really interesting is that I tried the visualization, and he said, I'm type 2 diabetic, so usually I have to take medication to balance blood sugar. And again, the exact details of exactly what that is, I can't recall. But he said that day when he did the visualization, he tested his readings and his body had come back to balance on its own. So he didn't take his medication that day. And so he just started to, I've got to be honest, I was blown away by that because I wasn't expecting him to say that. And so he just started playing around with that. And I don't know where he's up to with that, whether he's still using visualization for that process. But that was my first real eye-opener into the power of this work. And then over the years, I've had different people tell me about the found change that it's made for them. And this is just a small snapshot of some of those people. So that first one, the type 2 diabetes, I had a woman tell me, again, nothing that I directed her to do, nothing that I'd suggested that she did. She told me that as a result of the work that we had done for about 4 months, she'd been in one of my group coaching programs, that her thyroid levels had started to self-regulate, and she'd started to wean herself off the medication to the point where she was no longer taking it. Again, just blown away. And, you know, it's, you know, she was making her own choices. I wasn't directing her to do that. It was more about, okay, well, what else do we need to to help you with and continue to help you with. And that was a product of that. Now, again, I couldn't tell you specifically. I haven't spoken to her for a while, but I do remember checking in with her some time later, and she was still off that medication and her levels were at the levels that they needed to be. And that's a big problem for a lot of women, is around thyroid. So, yeah, she was absolutely stoked that she had been able to allow her body to come back to the right state. I've mentioned these two guys before on the CPAP machines, sleep apnea, and struggling to get good sleep, always tired, and being on these CPAP machines that help them to open the airways and sleep better because they breathing properly. And again, just by their own choice, getting off these machines and the transformation in their health as a result of that. And just the inconvenience of, imagine, like, I don't know if you've seen those machines, they're like the mask that a fighter pilot would put on, the setup and all of those bits and pieces. It's something that you're doing regularly, you get used to it, but again, the inconvenience of once it's gone is like, it's amazing for both of those men what a benefit they had. And this is purely by removing, like I said, the mental, emotional, the stress, by doing some strategies to help them let go of some of those things from the past and rewiring their thinking. And just giving them strategies to deal with the stress. It's amazing how much stress, physical, mental, emotional, psychological stress impacts the body. And then when you remove the stress, how the body comes back to balance. Another one more recently, and this one was more deliberate because I'd started to learn. So this is probably only a couple of years ago, but I'd started to learn more about how the body works and how the different parts of the body actually, when you have a particular struggle in a different part of the body, it actually refers to some specific stress or emotion or circumstance. And he was booked in for surgery to get his neck fused, which is fairly significant surgery. And when I said, well, don't cancel your surgery yet, but just let's see how things unfold once we work on some of these things. And the neck specifically is around flexibility. So if you're being inflexible, then you can your neck will tighten and tense. That's one of the areas that we focused on, amongst other things. Again, more of dealing with the stress and the impact of the emotional, the mental, the psychological, and on the body, to the point where, again, his neck cleared up and he made the decision to not get that surgery. And I caught up with him a couple of months ago and we had coffee, and yeah, just hasn't needed that surgery, and his neck is great. Amazing what the body is capable of. There's one, and I'm going to go through all of these instances individually with some more specifics and dig out some of those old testimonials from these people as well. This one you can find on my Instagram page. Damien and his shoulders, his work depended on physical labor. Both his shoulders were no good, needed surgery on both of them. Still may require surgery. This is not to say that there aren't still structural elements that need to be fixed in certain circumstances. Just off the top of my head, thinking of another guy I've worked with that got both his had to do significant rehab on his back and his nose. He gets surgery in his nose, but he got himself into that state where, one, he was ready to actually do the work that required, and two, he got himself to that place where he was, he'd let go enough of what he needed to let go of to commit and, in a way, feel worthy of having that strength of his body. The shoulders, releasing so much tension. The shoulders is like we carry the weight of the world in our shoulders. Sometimes anger and frustration and I know shoulders well because that was a place that I had a lot of tension. It's like I had a lot of problems in my shoulders. I had a couple of like floating bits of calcium at different times in each shoulder. The first time it was excruciating. The second time I was more relaxed about it, so I'd let go of a lot of the resistance around it, and it still took some significant rehab, but it was much more it was pain-free. Two women that I helped who had hip pain, one of them had tried countless, like 6 to 12 months of rehab, physio, massage, all sorts of things, and nothing had cleared it up. And then we went through a couple of processes and hasn't had hip pain there again. Just very recently, working with someone that had a marathon in 2 weeks, was really, questioning whether they were going to do the marathon. And I said, well, it might be an idea we look at, like, maybe the emotional cause of that. Maybe because hips are all about moving forward. Maybe there might have been a resistance to actually doing the marathon or a fear of the marathon, which is, God, I mean, that's completely natural, right? You can imagine. Like, I much prefer my runs shorter, but I could imagine that there'd be a certain amount of trepidation going into something like that. And then she messaged me later the day of the marathon saying, I just completed the marathon, no hip pain. Wow. Still did the rehab, still going to physio, but why, like I said, she was questioning 2 weeks out whether she was even going to do the marathon. We did one session and she's like, oh, not the best news. It hasn't really improved. I said, it's all right. We'll have another go. And then, yeah, second time it started improving much quicker. And yeah, the fact that 2 weeks later, because she thought she was physio had said, basically you'll be able to do it. You'll have pain, but you'll be able to run it. Like basically saying it's a mental thing, which it often is, because the mind will give up well before the body does. And yeah, got it through it pain free. And then the last one was more recently, so elite athlete that I'm working with that was having these patterns of getting sick, like throat problems, tonsil problems, sort of regularly. We just talked about the potential that maybe that was like a sabotage thing every time their sport was starting to go well, having this sickness. Again, didn't say don't do the surgery, just said let's be open to that maybe changing. Made that decision to not get the surgery, and yeah, hasn't been sick in a long time. So the pattern has changed. We address the root cause of that pattern. And let's be honest, any surgery comes with a risk and can be intrusive. And not about you, but my preference is to have as few of those as possible. I've had enough in my time, breaking my nose as countless times and having to get that cleared up because it was so busted I could barely breathe. A couple of broken legs that required a couple of broken legs. Only one of them required surgery, but then I had to get a plate in, then I had to get a plate taken out. Yeah, and a few other bits and pieces, and never a pleasant experience. So again, I'm not saying don't, like, the most important, you still consult your doctor, you still consult the healthcare practitioner, but also if you're getting taken down a path that you're not 100% comfortable with, just be open to there being other ways of looking at things, and particularly if it's complementary to what your practitioner is telling you. And then just seeing where things go. Maybe it comes to the point where things improve and you can look at that whole original diagnosis in a different way. So the purpose of this, again, not medical advice, but just to get you to open your mind to the power of the body, the innate ability it has to heal. And there are certain times where medical assistance is not just welcome, it's necessary. S certain elements that are going to allow the body to heal quicker through that process. And then there are other times where maybe the body can actually heal on its own if given the right circumstances. I'll leave it there. reach out if you've got any questions around this. There is plenty of science around all of the things that I've talked about today. More than happy to share any of those details and steer in the right direction. And if you've got a chronic pain or injury or illness or something that keeps repeating, it's seemingly almost like clockwork at a certain period of time, then yeah, reach out. Let's have a chat and see if it's something that might be able to help you with to break that pattern and get your body in a state that's going to take you through the rest of your life where you've got confidence in your body, you've got trust in your body, and yeah, you can see a much brighter future as a result. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.